Oregon State Police are investigating the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office. The Oregon Department of Justice requested the investigation in the wake of a controversial grand jury investigation and a controversial dismissal of an investigator, both by Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. Police officials told Flaherty that they are investigating, quote, a complaint of possible criminal wrongdoing within the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office, end quote. An article in the Bulletin says the Oregon State Bar is also investigating Flaherty's actions with the grand jury. Flaherty says his office will cooperate fully with that investigation. A local lawmaker wants to make sure that as more data centers consider locating in Central Oregon, they won't get a surprise tax bill. State Representative Mike McLean of Powell Butte says this comes on the heels of a tax mess between Facebook and the Oregon Department of Revenue. He's introducing a bill next session that will further clarify the local tax breaks in enterprise zones and say they can't be changed by the state.
The second thing is that we do need to restore the integrity of our enterprise zones. The purpose of them is to make them attractive to new businesses, to growth, and we sure don't want a rogue agency in Salem upsetting that. Hopefully this bill will address both and be passed quickly. I know it has bipartisan support. I believe the governor is supportive as well.
McLean says the Facebook tax controversy has put a damper on current efforts to bring other data centers into the state. People who travel between Bend and Sun River know the Lava Butte area can be a bit dicey. ODOT is taking several steps now to make it safer. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that story.
The Oregon Department of Transportation just completed a major project expanding the lanes at Lava Butte and adding a median. Now ODOT is giving drivers a better view of the roadway on its website, tripcheck.com.
Over the past, it has been a real trouble spot. Before we had the four lane and before we had the median barriers, boy, there were so many crossover crashes, especially during winter. You know, the improvements we're making now, the median, the four lanes instead of two, and now with information about what's going on out there, it's just bound to be a much safer drive for everybody involved.
Peter Murphy with ODOT says the new camera at TripCheck offers a view of all lanes north and southbound. It will give drivers a better idea of the true road conditions in the area. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Oregon Board of Higher Education votes to not renew the contract of University of Oregon President Richard LaRiviere. His contract ends June 30th, but the board yesterday voted to terminate it in 30 days without cause. The move comes despite an outpouring of support for LaRiviere from faculty, alumni, and others. That vote came after about an hour of comments, including those from LaRiviere himself, who reiterated his push for a strong, independent governing board for the University of Oregon. He told the board he hopes they will support whoever is chosen to succeed him. The Powerball lottery game will get an upgrade next year. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose reports.
On January 15th, the price for a Powerball ticket goes up to $2. But with that, the starting jackpot also increases from $20 to $40 million. Chuck Bauman with the Oregon Lottery says the Match 5 prize is also increasing.
That prize is $200,000 and it becomes an automatic $1 million.
Even though 44 states, including Oregon, offer Powerball, the state still gets a portion of the proceeds.
Every time you play Powerball, 50 cents of that stays right here in Oregon. It's helping things like public education, state parks, economic development.
Drawings will still take place on Wednesdays and Saturdays. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Washington's governor calls lawmakers in to address a $1.4 billion budget shortfall there. Lawmakers will convene for a special session. They'll consider the governor's proposal for a temporary half-cent sales tax increase. That increase would go to voters for final approval in March. And Oregon, not as good as California, Washington, or Idaho, apparently, when it comes to protecting its wild places, and that's where Oregon Wild comes in.
Dedicated to protecting and restoring all the great places we have here in Oregon, our wildlands, wildlife, and waters.
The group's Sean Stevens says anyone going to OregonWild.org can find out which natural areas are most in need of protection and what they can do to help. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Our next local news comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.